at the World Pork Expo. I'm visiting with Dan Mayer with Novus International. And Dan, for those who don't know, tell me what you do for Novus.
Chuck, I'm the president of the Global Animal Nutrition Solutions Business Unit for Novus.
We're sure glad to have you here in Des Moines for this show. Novus really is, besides having a big announcement here about the accelerating finishing profitability, has a kind of a bigger ongoing celebration with the business being around for 20 years. Tell me about that.
Well, this past Monday was the official 20th birthday for Novus, so we're pretty excited. We're holding, I was just in Brazil this past couple weeks. We're holding 20th anniversaries around the world with our customers in the world areas. Next week in St. Louis is our corporate birthday party, if you will, and we're bringing in a lot of some of our customers from around to help us celebrate. But we're really excited about where the company has come in 20 years, and what's really neat is the base and the foundation that we see going forward in the next 20.
Well, I love the whole idea of having multiple birthday parties, by the way, and I'm looking forward to being with you there in St. Louis at the headquarters. Tell me, Novus has really seen, I think, some pretty explosive growth recently in its history, and how is that, or what has that meant for the company, and what does it mean as we look out into the future?
I've been with the company for 5 years, Chuck, and when I started with the company, I read the vision, and the vision of Novus was to help feed the world affordable, wholesome food and improve the quality of life. And when that was written 20 years ago with that vision, we are a lot closer to accomplishing that today than what we ever have been. Novus, really the foundation of Novus was two products primarily for years. Alamut, our methionine product, and Santoquin, which was a ingredient preservative. But as the broiler industry grew in the 90s and the early 2000s, Novus grew right along with it with its science and the understanding of the gut of the bird. And really we got to a point where, as we looked at the vision of our statement, if we looked at how we felt we needed to be touching more species, we decided we were going to embark on a diversification platform. And we've taken our science and technology around the molecule and expanded it and into other products. We've made some acquisitions of some alignment with products and some acquisitions of companies that fit our platform. But today, we're now a very multi-species company. We touch all species, and we even do a little bit human. And we're doing business in 90 countries. So a major expansion of a global platform, major expansion of people and infrastructure required to do that, and a very multi-species company today. So a lot's happened in 6 years. We're very excited about our positioning as the pursuit of helping feed the world the food system and understanding what's going to be happening in a lot of these developing countries around the world. We're really excited about how we're positioned to go forward and the role that we can have with our customers and customers' customers on being a part of producing a very affordable, safe food system.
Well, I think the technology that you're developing and working in is fascinating. A lot of that is geared to the health of the animal, but ultimately that does get to the human. I mean, there's some direct product work going on there, but really, when it comes to the mission, as you said, of feeding people, and Novus has a very strong sustainability initiative. Part of that sustainable world is having something that you can eat to survive, and affordably too, for that matter.
You're exactly right, and I think when you look at our gut focus, our solutions really replicate across species, whether they're animals or humans. And it's if we maximize the nutrition, and in today's world with the cost of nutrition, this is a big area for us on how do we help our customers ensure that the nutrition is going to the performance of the animal and not necessarily trying to fight for the health of the animal. And we view ourselves very preventative in health. That if you keep that animal's imbalanced and the health, the performance will be there, and actually the quality of the finished product will be there. And it's really technologies, and there's a lot of different technologies out there, but you know, our challenge as an industry is to be able to produce more food and to do it in a very technological way. I think technology is going to be important if we're going to accomplish these goals. And so it's pretty basic. You know, it's a complicated situation as far as the science is concerned, but it's a pretty basic principle that you take care of that, the health of that animal, the performance will be there, and the quality of the finished product coming out will be there.
So have you done any thinking about what Novus will look like at the 40-year birthday when you've been there for 25 years?
Well, yeah, we do. I mean, I think that's probably why we've got the vision. I see us being a continuing to be a very global force. I see us continuing to grow in species that are trying to develop the pork industry is still very important to us. That's obviously why we're here. But we see huge opportunities in ruminant, aquaculture, eggs, broilers, and I think where we see things is that, you know, the mature markets exist in the United States and in Europe, where we have very solid foundations, and these markets will continue to grow. But when you look at Latin America, you look at China, you look at India, you look at Africa, where we're focusing a lot of our investment and our people and our products and programs into these markets, because that's where a lot of the middle class is going to grow in the next 20 years. And that's where we see a lot of consumption opportunities. Now, where the production will be and how they supply that area remains to be seen. But we feel that we're situated to react to where the production is going to come on board, and we want to be part of that process.
Well, you mentioned China. I just wanted to say I met a group of Chinese who were in your tent here yesterday, and it looks to me like they're doing a lot of looking and learning. I think they're planning on, if I'm not mistaken, trying to stop by on their tour around to the Novus headquarters.
They will. There's a, you know, it's. I was just visiting in the tent with the vice chairman of CP, and you know they're looking at expanding their business model and the challenges that they've got in China. And we talked a lot about the need for collaboration between not only countries and trade barriers and regulatory issues and all this, but really as they look to put a different infrastructure production systems in place, they're trying to learn. I know they're going to the University of Minnesota tomorrow and looking at wastewater opportunities and waste management. They have a strong desire to want to partner or at least visit with U.S. companies to understand what they're doing and doing well and maybe start sharing ideas. And quite honestly, that's where Novus's spirit comes in play, is, you know, the innovation through integrity. We're very big on the collaboration of working together to ultimately we're all, you know, in some instances maybe we're competitors in certain segments, but at the end of the day we're all in this industry to be able to have an impact on feeding this 9 billion people projection in 2050. And it's going to take collaboration. It's going to take improving our system, because we have to defend our system, right? And we still have to educate the consumers on why we do what we do and why this is in everybody's best interest from an efficiency and affordability standpoint, and why we are a very safe food system. And it's going to be global in nature, and there's still a lot of people out there that we have to feed today.
Well, I know you're working on it, and I'll tell you what, we got a lot of them here, and they have been well fed if they came by the Novus tent, that is for sure. I know I have been. So we just thank you very much, Dan. Thank Novus for your support of our ability to be here and cover this great show. So from the World Pork Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.